these are the kinds of calls that Anita Kumar wants to stop.
I mean, it's almost like they get some sort of peculiar pleasure out of harassing people.
She's on the do not call list, but gets repeat and obscene calls from telemarketers claiming to work for Dish Network.
What did you just say to me?
I want to you. Harassment, telephone harassment.
710 Cairo played the calls for Issaquah Police Sergeant Kevin Nash.
That, in my opinion, would meet the level of breaking the law.
He says if you get calls like that, trace them with caller ID or by hanging up briefly and dialing *57. Then police can try and pressure the callers to stop, he admits.
The probability of somebody getting thrown in jail, I think, is pretty slim. Your telemarketer's not always going to be coming from the same city or state.
So?
I would also suggest that she file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission.
FTC Assistant Regional Director Bob Schroeder.
The penalty for a violation of the do not call rule is called a civil penalty. It can be up to $11,000 per violation.
The FTC would first have to investigate. He won't say whether the FTC is looking at Dish Network or its contractors. Meantime, David Moskowitz with Dish Network's parent corporation says they cut ties with companies they catch violating the do not call list.
We have a sting operation.
A sting consumers can participate in. Kumar says she has a child with health problems. She doesn't have time to do stings with all those telemarketers.
I was waiting for a call from the doctor, anxiously waiting for the phone to ring, and here's a call from Dish Network, and it just goes on and on and on. They crossed a line a long time ago.
And she says it's clear government and businesses need to do more to stop dirty telemarketing. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo Close Up.